We come into the new week with stocks trying to recover and the U.S. dollar under some pressure. It seems the latest flow has been fueled by a Wall Street Journal report talking about a less hawkish Fed and some dovish comments from Fed Daily and Treasury Secretary Yellen. Meanwhile, there has been a lot of attention around the yen and Japan MOF interventions. On Friday, we saw the second intervention in a month, though what's concerning here is that despite these two intervention efforts, the yen remains exceptionally weak and exceptionally well off. Offered into any rallies against the U.S. dollar. This could prove to be a major headache for Japan in the days and weeks ahead, especially if the market feels less convinced intervention efforts will have any meaningful impact. Over in the U.K., the pound is holding up well in the aftermath of the Truss resignation and also seems to be feeling better about Boris Johnson's withdrawal from the race to become the next PM, leaving Sunak as the clear frontrunner. There are reports Sunak could be named as Truss's successor as soon as today. Key standouts on today's calendar come from PMI reads out of Germany, the Eurozone, and UK, Canada manufacturing sales, and some US PMI reads. That's all for now.